Chapter 1, An Introduction to Teaching. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to identify a New Testament reference that commissions believers to teach, define the words teach, teacher, and teaching, explain why we need teachers, explain the difference between the leadership position of teacher and the speaking gift of teaching, identify who is to be taught. Identify two main objectives of teaching. List biblical warnings given to teachers. The commission to teach. From the beginning of biblical history, God commanded his people to teach his word. Deuteronomy 6:6-7, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." The teaching of God's word was the responsibility of every believer in Old Testament times. After his death and resurrection, and before returning to heaven, Jesus Christ gave his followers some important instructions. Matthew 28:19-20. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Each follower of Jesus was to teach all nations. They were to lead people to repentance and baptism in Christ, and then continue to instruct them in all things Jesus had taught. And those who serve the Lord are to be apt or able to teach others. 2 Timothy 2:4, "And the servant of the Lord must be apt to teach." All mature believers should be involved in teaching others. Paul corrected some believers because they were spiritually immature and could not teach. Hebrews 5:12, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat." These believers had not grown spiritually, so they could not teach others. They were still in need of basic teaching, the milk of the word, themselves. Each believer is to teach. This is why the subject of teaching is of concern to all Christians. Definition of teaching. The word teach means to instruct, show, demonstrate, inform, impart knowledge, train, and guide the studies of another. A teacher is one who teaches. Teaching is the act of instructing and training others. Why do we need teachers? Teaching and preaching by true believers are the methods God has chosen to reach the nations within the gospel. Read the story of the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 26:40. This man was at the right spiritual place. He was in Jerusalem, where the great temple of worship was located, found in Acts 8:27. He was there for the right purpose. He had come to worship. He was reading the right book. He was reading a portion of God's word in Isaiah 53:7. But he still needed someone to help him understand. He needed a teacher. God sent Philip to instruct him. The eunuch accepted the gospel and was baptized in water. Without teachers, unsaved people are like sheep without a shepherd. They do not understand which way to go. Mark 6:34. "And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things." Even believers have problems without proper teaching. God said in Hosea 4:6, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." The main objectives. There are two main objectives of biblical preaching and teaching: evangelism and discipleship. God uses believers who are part of his church to accomplish these objectives. The church is a group of people who have heard and responded to the call of God and are united by faith in Jesus Christ. It is made up of all true believers who have repented from sin and accepted Jesus as Savior. The local church is a group of believers who have organized in a certain area to accomplish the purposes of God in that community. Each local church is part of what the New Testament calls the body of Christ. The body of Christ is a church which is composed of believers of all ages and times in all parts of the world. The church is called the body of Christ because it means that through which God accomplishes his purposes in the world today. Jesus is the head of the church. Believers are his body, carrying out God's purposes in the earth. The main purpose of God in the earth is described in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians 1, 9-10. According to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. Ephesians 1, verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. God's purpose is that every person be brought into a personal relationship with himself through Jesus. His method of accomplishing this purpose is to use the church. Ephesians 3, verses 10 and 11, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church and the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Every believer is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and to lead others to a right relationship with God. This is called evangelism. But the key verse of the lesson again, Matthew 28:19-20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. After accepting the gospel message, new believers must be taught all things Jesus commanded. They must learn how to live in the new kingdom of God, of which they are now a part. This kind of teaching is called discipleship. Evangelism and discipleship are the main objectives of biblical teaching and preaching. Why do we teach? Who do we teach? We teach two main groups of people. All nations. We must teach unbelievers. Every person in every nation is to hear the gospel. We accomplish this through teaching and preaching God's word. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Faithful men. We are also to teach faithful men and women who become believers in Jesus. Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. These people are to continue the process by teaching others. 2 Timothy 2:2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Each person taught is to teach others who are also able to teach. This is the pattern of continuous teaching that rapidly multiplies to spread the gospel throughout the world. Galatians 6:6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Types of teachers. In the world, there are many types of teachers. There are teachers in public schools at every level, from childhood through college age. For every job, there are teachers who can teach others to perform that special task or service. But when we speak of teachers in this course, we are not talking about teachers in the world system of education. We are speaking of teachers God sets in the church and of the teaching tasks of believers. You have already learned that all believers are to teach others the gospel, evangelism, and new believers, discipleship. In addition to this general commission to teach, God gives some believers special gifts of teaching. 1 Corinthians 12:28, and God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. Ephesians 4:11, and he gave some teachers. There are many special abilities God gives, which are called spiritual gifts. These abilities enable believers to accomplish God's purposes in the ministry. There are two spiritual gifts of teaching. There is a leadership position of teacher and a speaking gift of teaching. Those with these gifts have a special ability of communicating God's word effectively in such a way that others learn and apply what is taught. Their teaching ability goes beyond that which every believer should have for evangelism and discipleship. They have an anointing and feel a call or urge to teach and preach God's word. God sets some of these teachers in leadership positions to guide the affairs of the church. Acts 13, 1-4 illustrates the leadership position of teaching. Others are especially anointed of God to teach, but do not hold a leadership position in the church. They only teach. They do not guide the affairs of the church. Not everyone has a leadership position of teacher. Not everyone has a spiritual gift of teaching. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 12:29, "Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers?" The answer to these questions are no. Not everyone has these spiritual gifts. The body of Christ is similar to the human body. Each person has a different position, just as each member of your body has a different function. Romans 12:4-7. "For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us wait on our ministering, he that teacheth on teaching." It is important to discover your spiritual gift, because when the whole body is working properly, with each person in his place, God's purposes are accomplished. Ephesians 4:16, "From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." But remember, even if you do not have these special gifts of teaching, God has called all believers to teach the gospel to all nations in evangelism and to train new believers in the discipleship process. What do we teach? The Word of God is the authority on which all biblical teaching is based. The total revelation of God's Word must be taught. When you teach God's Word, you must not just teach doctrine or factual information. You must communicate a life and a lifestyle. You communicate the life of Jesus and seek to bring all men into fellowship with him. You teach the lifestyle of the kingdom of God, of which new believers become a part. Other books and materials may be used in teaching, but they should always be in harmony with God's word. Later in this course, you will study in more detail the content of biblical teaching as you learn what Jesus taught and what the early church leaders continued to teach after he returned to heaven. Words of warning. There are three biblical warnings God gives about teaching. Teaching must be based on God's word, not doctrines of men. Mark 7, verse 7. "Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for the doctrines the commandments of men." Teaching man's rules, commandments, and doctrines is vain. This means it is unsuccessful and accomplishes no good purpose. Biblical teaching is not based on the wisdom of man. 1 Corinthians 2:13, "Which things also we speak, not in the word which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." God's wisdom accomplishes his purposes in the lives of those taught. Colossians 1:27, 28, "Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus." Teachers must live what they teach. Romans 2:21 and 22. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself. Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? See also Matthew 5:19. Teachers must live what they teach, because they will be judged on the basis of what they have taught. James 3:1. My brethren, be not many masters, teachers, knowing that we shall receive the great condemnation. Teachers must have experiential knowledge of God's word. This means that they must understand through experience, not just head knowledge, what they are teaching. Paul speaks of those who, in 1 Timothy 1:7, desiring to be teachers of the law, understand neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. Understanding comes through experience and application of God's word in your own life. There will be false teachers, 2 Peter 2:1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring about themselves swift destruction. Some of these false teachers will attract big crowds because they say what people want to hear. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Many false teachers will have wrong motive. They will teach for financial gain. Titus 1:11. Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. You must not accept the doctrines of false teachers, Galatians 1:8-9. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let them be accursed. As we said before, so now I say again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let them be accursed.